The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Right now, we're headed out to the guest hotline where we find one of my absolute favorites, a godsend to the program, one of the best in the business, NFL on CBS analyst Charles Davis joins the program. CD, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, my friend. I appreciate you. How was the workout, my brother?
It was good. I have to work out more at my age, but Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, which began last night.
Yes.
And however anyone's worshiping or celebrating, I hope it's merry, hope it's happy, hope it's fun, and I'm going to wait until after the first of the year for Festivus because I don't want any grievances right now.
So, I was about to say, I like your thought process there, CD. We were talking about the NFL stealing Christmas Day before we brought you on, my friend. I know you got to sit and watch. What was your thought to the overall thing, man?
Well, look, before we even get to that, I just remember at one point, I can't even pinpoint exactly who said it or where, but it was pretty much universal that the NFL had said, Tuesday and Wednesday, Christmas Day, don't have games. You know, like, and you could hear Adam Silver in the NBA breathe a sigh of relief, like, woo, good. We get those days back. And then somewhere along the way, someone said, nah, let's do it. And we got them. Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. We thought we couldn't do it on a Wednesday. And the league figured it out. Hey, Saturday to Wednesday is just like Sunday to Thursday.
Yep.
So let's do it. And they did. And the NBA, you know, they're gnashing their teeth in the whole deal. But I thought it went well yesterday. Look, Linnell, from this person's perspective, the win yesterday was Netflix not really glitching.
Yeah.
Like, I heard different things from places, you know, people said my buffering was this, my this was that. But you didn't have a crash in the system. You didn't have a whole block where the game was missed. You didn't have any of that. To me, if you're the Netflix people, you're probably, you didn't sleep last night because you were celebrating. Like, you know, you pulled off the doubleheader on Christmas Day because I will tell you for a fact, I was walking in my neighborhood before the games yesterday, and a man who's in the neighborhood was with his dog, and I encountered him, and we always say hi and keep moving. Yesterday, he says hi, not Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Are you sure that this is a good idea, putting these games on Netflix? I said, whoa. He said, if it goes like that fight went, NFL's got serious problems.
Yeah.
And I went, don't disagree with you. Absolutely. But I don't work for Netflix. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We're all going to find out. But I think that was a general feeling, wasn't it, Linnell? I mean, going into that, when you encountered people after that, you know, debacle fight. Look, whatever the production was, the fight was a debacle from the word go. Like, the whole idea that an 800-year-old Mike Tyson can do anything.
Yeah.
Considering people that no one can name knocked him out in his last two real fights.
Yeah.
Back when he supposedly still had it, and people still bought that. I laughed till I got sick. I said, I can't believe you're buying this. Did you not see him the last two times he fought, last three times? Did you not see the man who spit out his mouthpiece to bite the ears of a man because he was getting pummeled and he's looking for a way out and he didn't want to quit in the ring?
Yeah.
And you're buying the baddest man on the planet?
Yeah.
What's wrong
with you people? The name's going to sell. The name is going to sell, CD. You know that. But, yo, I agree.
That means you're not doing your homework or not observing anything, okay?
You got a little money to blow, huh?
Because you got more disposable than I do. I can just tell you that. Because the whole idea that he's a bad dude, that was lost a long time ago, period.
I agree.
Bought it. But
I agree 100%.
Glitches, but yesterday, I don't think they had those. I think Netflix won the day.
100%. And I think that was the real fear that was put into people's heart after the Tyson debacle was, if Netflix couldn't handle a boxing crowd loading up the server, you wait till they get the most popular sport in the world on the server. And we saw them pass with flying colors. It was awesome to see.
I'm pretty sure somewhere in the middle of the boxing thing, there was a red phone call from the NFL people to the Netflix people. You better get to work.
I'm about to say, you got some work. You got a couple months. But you better make sure you get it together. CD, I'll ask you about the games here momentarily. But as a D.C. guy through and through, I got to ask you about what we saw on Sunday from the Washington Commanders in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. CD, I'm going to start off with you like this, my brother. Who did you learn more about this past Sunday, the Commanders or the Eagles?
Commanders.
Yeah.
Commanders, I'm not worried about the Eagles because when it's all said and done, you go back through that game and you look at numbers and stats and you lose your quarterback and all that.
Yeah.
And yes, Commanders won the game and rightfully so. They took control and got it done. But if you're the Eagles having won, 10 in a row going into that one?
Right.
You should lose no sleep. All right? You should lose zero. All right? You know who you are. You know what you do when you do it best. You get your cue back, you'll take your chance against the Commanders and anyone else down the road. To me, Washington, that told me everything I need to know about Washington.
Yeah.
Because their story was already good enough to be the end of the year. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Look at what we've done. Look at how we've rebounded. Look at our administration. The fans are coming back. We have the quarterback. We didn't quite get there this year, but boy, look at our future. They could have done that, and it would have been fine. But that group has said, no, that's not good enough. There's more there for us. And they went out and proved it. I thought it was really impressive. And if anything, it solidified what you should be thinking about the Commanders with their GM Adam Peters, their head coach Dan Quinn, their quarterback Jaden Daniels, and right on down the line. This administration, this group, has a chance to do big things over the next few years.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's going to be fun to watch. It's been awesome, you know, as a D.C. guy through and through, 27 years old, growing up in this area. This has been a treat. You know, 2012 was awesome with Robert, but it was nothing compared to this because it kind of felt like that group had a ceiling. This group, after seeing them put up 5 touchdowns and 36 points after turning it over 5 times, CD, was super impressive. And each and every week, I watch this kid extremely close. He's making 7 or 8 jaw-dropping plays, whether it's a throw or a run, each and every week. And to do it up against the league's best defense was incredible. There's another layer of this, though, CD, I want to ask you about. Because you remember the narrative that existed at a certain part of the season, the proverbial cliff. For him to go up and scheme Jamison Crowder and Alamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown open the way that he has over the past couple of weeks, specifically on Sunday, Pete Carroll's interested in that Chicago job, but if I'm the Bears, I'm calling up Cliff Kingsbury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, and what would be interesting is if Cliff is interested.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be interested. I can't speak for him, and nor should I, okay? This is an outsider's observation.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he were interested in being an OC there and not necessarily at HC.
Huh.
Because the OC job, this is the most fun Cliff's had in a long time. I don't think there's any question about it.
Oh, like, for sure.
I think if we were to hit him with some sodium pentothal, I think he would say that. I really do. Because this is what his love is. His love is coaching up the players, drawing up ball plays, scheming people open, as you talked about. Being an HC, that comes with a whole lot of other stuff that after a while can be an onerous chore.
For sure.
And this is where he's having fun again. So I don't know that he necessarily is seeking it out. Linnell, I'd be a fool to think that at the money that they would pay you, that wow. He would just out of hand say no.
Yeah.
Right? But sure. I do know that if he's going to go back in and be a head coach again, I think he's going to want to try and figure out how to insulate himself to continue to do what he's doing now if he's going to continue to be a head coach. So that'll be the interesting part. Chicago's going to take a look. Look, whoever Chicago hires, the offensive structure is critical. I don't care if they hire an offensive or a defensive guy. It's right. What you put an offensive structure around Caleb Williams, because there's no question the potential is there. This is a banner year for rookie quarterbacks. And I know Chicago's collapsed, but you're not going to convince me that Caleb Williams can't be great, because right. I believe he can. We're seeing it from Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix has his team on the verge of the playoffs. J.J. McCarthy's been hurt, but people love his potential. And now we're seeing Michael Penix get to play, right? Who did I miss? Oh, I had Drake May the other night.
Yes.
Listen, Linnell, you remember the draft run-up? Well, you and I talked.
Yep.
A lot of people were dumping on Drake May, and I never could understand how he became the punching bag.
Yeah.
They better take that back.
About to
that
say.
Young man can play.
It was an impressive performance from him. Almost ruined my parlay by knocking off the Bills team. almost hurt my pockets a little bit. But no, to your point, banner year for these rookie quarterbacks. Last thing here on Washington, CD, because the folks in D.C. are dying to know this from an expert like yourself. What shot do you give them in winning a postseason game? Because I caught a lot of scrapnel on the radio from the callers because I said I didn't give them much of a shot. But I do believe this. with that kid, Jaden Daniels, under center playing the way he's playing, it's the type of quarterback that has that gravity that will give you a shot against anybody.
I agree totally. And look, just like boxing, since we talked a little bit of it, mm-hmm. styles make the fight. What's your draw? Who yeah. you getting? Who you playing in the first round? You know, all those things. That'll come into play. But the idea that they can't win a first-round game is folly. They absolutely can win a first-round game. Seeing it up close. And they can play different styles if they need to.
Correct.
Don't think for a second that if they need to hand it to Brian Robinson and play, they can't. They can.
Yeah.
And opportunistic on defense. You get a couple of takeaways in the playoffs, somebody gets sent home. So I agree totally on that one. This isn't just you and me talking and being a cockeyed optimist. I've seen Washington up close. They can win a first-round playoff game. Obviously, it depends on who you draw. But the idea that they can't, no, I'll fight you on that one. They can.
I'm about to say, well, the folks in D.C. are going to agree with you wholeheartedly. They're joined right now by Charles Davis, NFL on CBS analyst, one of the absolute best in the business. CD, I got to ask you about yesterday. I want to start with, for my money, the league MVP. Lamar Jackson breaks Michael Vick's record for single-season rushing yards for a quarterback. I didn't realize, CD, how close he was to throwing for 4,000 and then running for 1,000. That's never been done in the history of the league, to my knowledge. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he wrap up MVP yesterday, CD, or you need to see more?
No, he didn't wrap it up because it's one of those years where, if you remember, Linnell, going into last weekend, the engraver was already working on Josh Allen having MVP.
Yeah.
All right? He didn't put up big numbers last week, but he did what good quarterbacks do. He maneuvered his team into a position to win a ball game, and they did. That's what the best ones do. Patrick Mahomes is not going to win MVP this year, but I would posit you that Patrick Mahomes is the MVP every year.
Right.
He's just not going to win it every year.
Right.
Okay? Because he knows how to win football games. That's what Tom Brady was. It's kind of like when Jordan was playing and you're like, I can't give him an MVP every year, but you know he is.
Right.
Right? So that's where we are with that. My colleague Evan Washburn said something to me last week that has resonated. He said, hey, is this before we saw the Buffalo-New England game? He said, listen, the way I'm looking at it is if you do a blind test of the numbers of the top contenders, you really aren't saying Josh Allen has locked this title up. Mm-hmm. He said Lamar's sitting right there, Saquon with his rushing numbers, Jared Goff in Detroit. He said, but Josh Allen wins the story. And the story is what often carries you to an MVP. Meaning preseason, Buffalo wasn't supposed to be Buffalo again, right? Here come the Jets, here come the Dolphins. Stephon Diggs isn't there. He doesn't have a wide receiver one. And guess what? He's carried him to another division title. He's had his best year. He hasn't turned it over. He's done all those things. His story is winning the day. Plus, Lamar's 1-2, so sometimes there's that recency bias where you go, well, let's give it to a new person. Yeah. And it happens. And right now, Josh Allen is in that position. It's unfortunately for Lamar, he had a big day on Christmas Day in front of everyone.
Right.
It's not over yet. But Josh Allen's story and what Buffalo has done this year with him. And remember, they beat the Chiefs, which broke a 15-game winning streak.
Right.
They beat Detroit, which was, what, a 10-game winning streak, 11-game winning streak. And Josh had big games in both of them and the key plays in both of them. You see where I'm going?
I do, yeah.
It's going to be tough to knock him out of saddle on that one. But if you're talking pure numbers, it is a wide-open race down the stretch.
I think the schedule makers, the way the schedule is, rather, CD, may favor Lamar because he was in that primetime slot.
Bigger games.
Bigger game more recently than Allen. But I agree with you, man. The story is special. I was one of those guys, CD. I wrote the Bills off. I thought the New York Jets were going to be the team in that division this year. I thought him losing Stephon Diggs was going to end up being too much. I just love how, remember, it feels like for a while we were like, wow, you know, Josh Allen's got to be Superman in order for this team to win. It feels like that's still the case, but James Cook getting it going on the ground has been really beneficial. And then he's learning, you know, when to throw the football away, when to live to see another down. And it's awesome to watch him mature right in front of our eyes.
He has hit that sweet spot in his career where he's still youthful enough to be war admiral or justify, right? But he is savvy and veteran enough now to do the things you talked about. Take a sack instead of trying to throw the ball while you're getting hit, right? Throw it away when you don't have a receiver. Oh, and make your guys better. Make Khalil Shakir a better player by what you're doing with him. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox at the tight end position. You mentioned James Cook running it and catching it out of the backfield. Ty Johnson. When's the last time you mentioned Ty Johnson? Well, guess what? Ty Johnson has become one of those better players. All this has happened around Josh Allen, and he gets a lot of credit for it. Patrick Mahomes took two offenses in Kansas City to Super Bowls that weren't up to Kansas City standards. He was helped by his defense. Buffalo's defense, save for, remember, the Detroit game where they gave up big points, you know they were up 35-14.
Right.
People forget that, okay? So Buffalo's defense plays better than they get credit for. But right now, Josh Allen is putting it all together that way, and he's hit the perfect spot in his career. And Linnell, I don't get many right, but I said in preseason, Buffalo's going to win the division again, and Josh Allen is going to have the type of year, because he's seen Mahomes do it. It's his time, and he's actually morphed into that. One of the few times I got one right.
But I say, give yourself a pat on the back, CD. One more quick one, and then we'll let you go, my friend. I appreciate you joining us, my man. One more quick one here.
Sure.
What do you make of the regression here in year two from CJ Stroud? And is it something you're seeing on tape that may be concerning long term?
No, I think what we're seeing is sometimes you arrive a year ahead of schedule, and he and his team did.
Yeah.
You know, don't I'm taking zero away, but rookie of the year on offense, rookie of the year on defense, head coach of, you know, coach of the year as a rookie coach in a not great division, but they hit the momentum, rode the wave, played really well, take zip away from them, right?
Right.
Well, you know what it's like in baseball when you come up and you hit 450 and you go through the league the first time, you think you got this down, right?
You see that off-speed
for the first time. All of a sudden, here come those breaking balls, sliders, change-ups. They chip away at your timing. And now you're hitting 250, and you got to adjust. I think that this year was a year of adjustment and continues to be for Houston. And I think that this kid has the goods to adjust and be better next year, as will the entire Houston team. Look, they're going to the playoffs. It's not like it's a total disaster. But they don't have the look of a team that can do much in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with you, my friend. Charles, appreciate you as always, my man. Happy holidays, and we look forward to hearing you this weekend.
Hey, happy holidays to you as well, my friend. You take care, okay?
Big thank you to our guy, Charles Davis, NFL on CBS analyst. Always enjoy catching up with him and talking a little ball. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep the conversation on the National Football League. We'll get hot and heavy into the Washington Commanders. Does Sunday's big win against Philadelphia make you view the Commanders any differently? It's next there on The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.